When you run across a building named the Elephant Hotel, well, there's probably going to be an interesting story behind the place. That is the case, and the story behind its naming is this edition of the American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
In Somers, New York, you find an old two-story brick building with an elephant perched high upon a pole in the front yard. You know there's got to be a story to go along with something like that.
The Elephant Hotel was built sometime between 1820 and 1825, over a period of years, by Hakaliah Bailey in memory of his first elephant, Old Bet.
Grace Zimmerman is speaking of Hakaliah Bailey, a local farmer who's some credit with bringing the first elephant to the U.S., He began traveling animal menageries that toured from town to town.
So it was a stagecoach stop. It was a tavern. At one point, it was a bank. It was the second oldest bank in Westchester County. But probably most importantly to this building historically was the formation of an organization called the Zoological Institute.
The group was formed by owners of the local animal menageries who had traveling shows in the 1830s.
The men gathered over 100 of them, and signed a document, the Articles of Incorporation, in this building, and they met here on a regular basis, and they were trying to control, in a sense, the different routes that these people had because it had become so lucrative and competitive.
Sarah Johnson helps chronicle the story as well as the Putnam County historian in Brewster, New York.
I always think about what seeing one of these shows must have been like for people who, you know, had only seen farm animals or, you know, the woodland creatures that are all around us. It must have been a really extraordinary experience to be able to see an elephant or a lion or a tiger or any kind of big cat.
You can still visit the Elephant Hotel today and the Historical Society housed on the top floor of the building. Traveling the Countryside in Somers, New York, I'm Andrew McCray.